so easily forget that when we reached out and took the hand of the Lord Jesus, when we understood our need for a Savior and we took Him on as our Savior, that we satisfied the heart of our Heavenly Father forever, that we are completely, completely accepted in Him. So much so that it's in Him that we live and move and have our being moment by moment. So much so that He placed the third member of the Trinity within us, who dwells within us. We are now the temple of God. And so under no conditions or circumstances is the acceptance of the Lord Jesus ever broken or breached. We are in Him. Nothing can come against us to remove our place of acceptance in the Father. We are permanently His, and He is permanently ours. So what shall we fear? What possibly can come against us when we belong to the King and He belongs to us? So, Father, solidify in us the truth, the deep, deep foundational awareness that in Christ Jesus You have accepted me. You have accepted each one of us in Your Son, never to be removed from Him, never to be taken out of His hand. And there's nothing, not death, not life, not angels, nor demons, nothing can separate us from the love of God that is ours in Christ Jesus, now and forever, always in Him. The permanent acceptance of the Father God. Now, just as we wait for 30 seconds, that You would press in with us now with the truth of what it means for us to be fully and completely and permanently accepted by God the Father. Confirm our hearts, Lord, as we wait. Say it in your heart. I love the King. I love the Father. I am accepted permanently in Christ Jesus. And I am indwelt by the Holy Spirit because of His love for me. I am my beloved's. He is mine, and nothing can separate me from the permanence of His acceptance and affection. Thank You, Lord, for the foundational truth of Your acceptance. My permanent place with You, always with You. Nothing will ever separate us. In the name of the Lord Jesus.